This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. George Antheil was a man who dreamed that machines could make music. Tomorrow night, his grandest dream will come true when a brave band of musicians and technicians will premiere a work Antheil wrote in 1923. Ballet Mécanique was scored for 16-player pianos, assorted noisemakers, and a few live musicians. 75 years ago, the technology did not exist to synchronize them all. Still, Antheil became famous in Europe for trying. Now computers can do the job, and tomorrow the former mill town of Lowell, Massachusetts, will experience Antheil's tribute to the machine age. Pippin Ross reports.
He hung out in Paris in the 1920s with an arty and innovative crowd that included Igor Stravinsky, James Joyce, Salvador Dali, and Gertrude Stein. His name is spelled as if it ought to be pronounced Ante, but George Antheil came from Trenton, New Jersey, the son of a shoe salesman. George Antheil wrote numerous works for conventional orchestras, but he was enamored of the sound of machines. In homage to the industrial age in which he lived, the 23-year-old composer wrote a symphony to be played by machines, player pianos, airplane propellers, sirens, electric bells, and percussion instruments. At the core of Antheil's Ballet pour Instruments Mécaniques et Percussions, commonly known as Ballet Mécanique, are 16-player pianos playing four different parts simultaneously. But in 1924, there was no way to synchronize the simple gears and paper rolls, so the pianolas, as they were called, could play together. Which begs the question, why would Antheil spend a year writing something that couldn't be performed? Composer and University of Massachusetts professor Paul Lehrman says the idea of synchronized player pianos existed only in theory.
This technology did exist on paper, and he wrote the piece for this technology. And from what I understand from people who were familiar with it, it was impossible. There was no way it was going to work.
So Antheil rewrote the piece for just one player piano. The 1926 debut of his revised Ballet Mécanique triggered a riot, critical acclaim in Paris, but Antheil died never hearing his original and beloved score. In the early 1990s, the music publishing house G. Schirmer bought all of Antheil's music. Publications director Bob Halleb says he embarked on a personal campaign to see to it that the actual score became sounds in a music hall.
This is the most important piece he did. It's a seminal work of the 20th century. We should put it into print and do it right. So that's what we did. In the back of my head, I knew about a device that Yamaha makes called the Disclavier.
A computer-operated player piano. Enter composer and Professor Lehrman, a nationally renowned expert in musical instrument digital interface, or MIDI, a computer program that could make the 16 pianos play with flawless synchronization. As soon as he accepted the assignment from Halleb, Lehrman began soliciting donations of the equipment he would need to perform the piece. He received all sorts of high-end, high-tech contributions from the audio industry, including, to his amazement, 16 Disclaviers.
And they're real pianos, and you can play them like real pianos. But they have mechanisms in them, which are player piano mechanisms. Unlike old-fashioned player piano mechanisms, these use electronic solenoids. Solenoids being big, thick electromagnetic things with rods in them, and the solenoids actually pull the keys down and press the pedals down and let them go, and those solenoids are all controlled by a central computer.
For 10 weeks straight, Lehrman painstakingly entered all 1,243 measures Antheil had written for the pianos, 3 xylophones, 4 bass drums, 2 keyboards, a gong, sirens, bells, and propellers into the MIDI.
It was very fun. It was like putting together pieces of a puzzle, because what I had was a score, a printed score, and I had no idea what it sounded like. And it was putting the notes in bit by bit, building up the layers bit by bit, and then playing it back and saying, wow, that's what that sounds like. That's cool.
The most compelling passages in the wild, sometimes chaotic, ballet mécanique are those in which the machines, the player pianos, sirens, propellers, and bells are joined by the human percussionists and pianists. Drummers, their eyes glazed, lost in concentration, struggled to stay in sync with 600 relentless time changes being pounded out by the player pianos. Conductor Jeff Fishman is part of an eclectic and all-volunteer group of student and professional musicians performing the piece.
The natural tendency when you get a lot of drums playing, for example, in some cases might be to rush or to hold back when it's very complex. You can't get off at all. You have to stay exactly with the electronics.
Keep up with the computer-perfect pianos, conductor Fishman wears a headset to hear a click track, a kind of electronic metronome that he'll use for tomorrow night's concert as well.
I want to run ahead to let her, so just let you hear what the beep sounds like. Is it okay?
Further complicating matters, Antal wrote the original score for instruments he'd never played and clearly knew little about. For example, as written, his xylophone parts would require a musician with four hands. In an essay Antal wrote about the piece, he instructed musicians to play as loudly as possible, so loudly, in fact, earplugs will be handed out at the Lowell performance. Such showmanship, says composer Paul Lehrman, is to be expected of a man who titled his 1945 autobiography, The Bad Boy of Music.
At the first performance of the later version of the ballet mécanique, he spread a rumor that he had gone to North Africa where he was eaten by lions to get interest. This is absolutely true, to get interest in the piece. And of course, there's lots of things wrong with that story, not the least of which is there are no lions in Northern Africa. They're all in Southern Africa.
George Antheil is finally receiving the notoriety he craved. The sold-out performance at the Lowell campus of the University of Massachusetts will be simulcast on the Internet by public radio station WGBH. This spring, it debuts at Carnegie Hall, and in June, it will be performed by the San Francisco Symphony. The only thing dampening the enthusiasm surrounding Ballet Mécanique's debut is how powerfully Lehrman and the other musicians wish they could see Antal's reaction to the premiere of the work that made him infamous. Antal died in 1959 after a stint as a syndicated Lonely Hearts columnist and a composer for film and television. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Lowell, Massachusetts.